Unlike President Trump, who has railed against violent crime in the city writ large, Pierre was zeroed in specifically on local laws meant to rehabilitate people accused or convicted of crimes at a young age. She's penned opinion pieces and letters to lawmakers criticizing laws allowing for things like juvenile sentence reduction, record sealing, and early release.
I want to send a message that we are going to catch you, that we are going to change the laws, that if you're 14, 15, 16, 17, we're going to bring you into the justice system.
Pierro has connected the district's reforms to the city's recent uptick in youth violence, which included a sharp rise in shootings in 2023 that has since declined. But complaints about juvenile justice reform from prosecutors are nothing new, in both the capital and in other parts of the country. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says she is also concerned about sending the wrong message to adolescents accused of crimes.
I am an accountability mayor. If you commit a crime in the district with a gun, there has to be accountability. And that's if you are an adult or if you are a juvenile. I don't think we always have that accountability.
But criminal justice reform advocates don't want to see D.C. leaders make what they say will be counterproductive changes simply to appease Trump and Pierro in order to ward off additional interference. Vanessa Batters-Thompson is the head of the D.C. Appleseed Center for Law and Justice. She argues that cities and states have pursued policy changes allowing for more lenient sentences for young people because of the overwhelming evidence that punishing them pushes teens to commit more crimes in the future.